This is part one of a two-part feature looking at Gasoline Alley, just north of Barrie. Locally, it's known as Gasoline Alley, a collection of small businesses and gas stations dotting both sides of Highway 11, just north of Barrie's boundary, in Oro Medan Township. When it was originally developed back in the 1960s, the stretch became a regular stop for travelers heading north from the Greater Toronto Area on their way to Cottage Country, and by motorists from the North Bay Area and beyond heading to southern appointments and visits. For many travelers, it represented a halfway point, a place where they could refuel, stretch their legs, and grab a bite to eat. As cars became more fuel efficient, speed limits were increased and the pace of life got busier, the number of people who stopped in Gasoline Alley began to tail off. Over the last decade or so, the area has fallen into a state of disrepair. And there are very few gas stations remaining. One of the area's most popular locations, a one-time gas station, McDonald's restaurant, Go-Kart Track, has been left abandoned for years. Vandals have trashed the inside of the former restaurant and covered the outside in graffiti. Described as a gateway to the municipality, the area is in dire need of development, redevelopment, says Jennifer Whitley, the township's economic development officer. In a recent report, Whitley recommended Township Council move forward with a business engagement analysis and develop an action plan to support business retention, expansion and attraction, Brea. Through the Brea, new opportunities for investment attraction may be identified, along with the barriers affecting development and what opportunities might be available for public or private partnerships, Whitley wrote. The information will assist and better position Oro Medan as a place to invest, enhancing investment readiness opportunities and better position us to support business expansion opportunities identified by current Oro Medan businesses, she explained. By supporting strategic development in identified growth areas, we can continue to preserve and enhance Oro Medan's rural character, she added. Oro Medan has about a half dozen employment land areas, including Gasoline Alley and the area around the Lake Simcoe Regional Airport, near Line 7 North. According to Whitley, by addressing the specific needs and challenges of the township's business community, the township can create a more resilient and dynamic economic landscape. Ultimately, this will enhance the quality of life for our residents and solidify Oro Medan's reputation as a prime location for business and investment, she wrote. Township Council supported Whitley's recommendation and provided the necessary approval. The first phase of the project wrapped up in December. It included the hiring and training of contract staff, development of a communications and marketing plan, database development, creation of business questionnaires and implementation of the communications and marketing for the program. Phase 2 is currently in progress and should be finished by May. The township has hired Osterbond Strategy, a firm that specializes in developing strategies related to economic and community development, to prepare an action plan that will address the importance of the continued efforts for a consolidated and collaborative approach to economic development between the municipality, relative stakeholders, and the business community. According to Whitley's report, Osterbond will review and analyze the information collected and consider other available data and research to develop an action plan specific to Oro Medan. Throughout the process, Whitley wrote, the township aims to achieve the following objectives. Assess the current status, including challenges and opportunities with vacant and underutilized employment land. Identify new opportunities for investment attraction and understand existing barriers. Enhance the township's readiness to retain and attract new investments. Support strategic development in identified growth areas while preserving and enhancing the rural character of Oro Medan. Improve the marketability and feasibility of developing vacant employment lands by understanding necessary pre-screening studies and assessments.